creation of this is the first relationship we see here tonight of all these things that come from Mexico. I'm so glad that God's removed the sun before I had to go overseas. We're here for 5 nights to do all that we can for you, to minister to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'll pull this up a little closer. I have been speaking, traveling over much of the country, and I've kind of gotten just a little bit hoarse in my throat. Maybe 1 week I worked really warm, and next week worked real cold, and constantly speaking, day and night. I trust that this will be a great time for the people of God here. I'll be all down in my heart to pray that God will grant a great healing in your heart. May the Spirit be present to heal all the sickness of the day. May those who are heavenly that come into the covenant of God through His Son Christ Jesus receive this great blessing of being saved, of the church which are from on. I trust that after the service will be an old fashioned revival between one Christian and the other, causing every church to be with new signs of intervening us. A terrible day, yet a wonderful day. A day just before the coming of Jesus. Just before the King of the Nation had to go on the streets of his son. So then, what thought would be on Jesus' son? So the discernment of the son. It would be glorious by another one, whatever it is. One of them said, I have not seen you. But the inner heart of man, you have God at the end store, at heaven. And the only thing we can do is write, believe, baptize, or manifest yourself through the hands of the dead. And now, many people in China, the newspapers, and so forth, and those who have here, call me a divine healer. Well, this is when you know that's wrong. I'm no divine healer. I'm no collector. I'm the only one healer in that time. He's the only one to heal. A gift of healing doesn't make you a divine healer no more than a gift of preaching would make you a divine healer. It's a gift. Now, the gift itself will speak for itself. Anything that God does, you do not have to be ashamed of it. Or send it to us somewhere, because God will declare himself his gift. He brings it. We will understand in the second verse that God will design of his gift. A man can say anything, a person, or a man can say anything, is one thing, and for God to say something is something different. Without the gift divine, the something. And God did not back to that. And you remember, I told you something falsely. But if I told you something and God has declared that to be so, then you believe it, or the very worst of that thing. You believe that it is so. Now, the way this works, it is not to heal anyone. There's no immortal ever lived on earth that was a divine healer. If anybody who was taken credit for being a healer would have been our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, you must know a healer. He said, it's not you who gives the work. It's my Father that loves me. You gives the work. And if you would not take credit for being a healer, it would give all praise to the Father. And how much more of we know to be so. Only God can heal. This is just as strange to me as it will be to you. To my belief of gifts and calling are God in heaven. That there is a gift of God that was born here on the earth before my little child. Living what I have desired, living what I have worked myself through or in you, but what God in his poor life has done. I said, what, because सरकार से नियुक्त की गई है और उन्होंने व्यक्त कराया है तो आज हम सब पांच करोड़ का मरीज और मूल प्रदर्शनों का दौड़ का गुट उत्पाद और अनुमोदन समाज में अगले आवाज में तो बनाए उन्होंने समस्या की बड़ा सुझेगी
Thank you.
that you will remember that your baby mother was singing in the heaven, the sunset, the body of the spirit of the mother. Listen closely. With the spirit of the mother and the family, and the spirit of Elijah, Elijah came upon Elijah. With the spirit of Elijah, but only Elijah, he came upon Elijah then. And John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, and even bowed down so far up there to all the ends, as some people said, the part of Elijah came down to the road, and John was in the ass of Jesus, and the bowed to the rest of the earth. He came in that spirit, the baptism in the spirit of John the Baptist, he was expecting to have germs and have that. And I know you, I came here, and I am a Christian, and the Spirit of Christ is upon me. You expect me to act and do like Jesus did, or the Spirit will be upon me. Is that right?
We made some of the rules for a few more miles over.
do not know. But I'm 7 years old. I was talking to one of my dad. My father spoke to me out of the blue. As a world in the blue. But I'll never know for the end of the time of the time of the world. I'll never see you in the world. I said, that's sacred. Don't you want to see anything? I'm not the one. I did you the boy? Not something you can imagine. Not something you can dream. Whether it's simply getting with you and you are not there. And that is about all you can get it come more than you. I'll be standing here going to a vision. Now the two things don't matter. And I'll just act it out like wrong. It wasn't so manifested. I did not belong to the church. I lived a moral life, but not the church. I found the same affiliate that was taken, taken to the back of the church, became a minister. After a while, I met up with a full gospel teacher. And I'm just before then, I received a baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then the baptism kept coming more and more. Met, or here on the river, one on the baptizing, before exactly 10,000 people, like a great morning star came down on the earth. Thousands of humans went back into the heavens. I was preaching once, and I was preaching. It came into the room, my church was that many times. 3 weeks before we used the next week, it came down. And it was five of the pictures, but it was a best one. Talk to the two of them. Once you all find them, examination time, some of the best ones. You have to take the blue and scientifically. It's the supernatural being of God. Here's one more. And there was a time I met him, when he was a beautiful man, I was studying him upstairs. He said, up to the line, I said, I don't know. He came and walked up to me. Thank you. But there's indication that I'm the father of some of you. I said, I'm not educated, sir, and I couldn't go. He said, I'll be with you. But I'll take him together. We need to go into the mountains. I started off, you all have a trip. I came in one night, stepped down from my old church mountain, and I said, it was plain. I never heard it before. I wrote down home and believe. So I left him out there. Something was starting. Some words, not that I, but the grandmother who made the case, no local game in the city working for a living. In 15 years, not only 12 years, said that, but in the different house in front of the top of my eye. Everything is the same, I don't believe in it. Yes, I work for a living, and it's not for that. Now, that's what money, it's been good for me. I was going ahead of him, but I don't know where he had it or not. So now I'm going to take it to the church. You know, I had a cigarette truck. I told him, someone knows about the Cadillac car. I said, could I come down to Arkansas and down to my friend's house? First quarter of the morning, I had a long time to pass one of the guys. Taking a bomb from some of the trail on the little land all set up, moving east and west along there and taking the shop at night. We come down the road to where we go to the land. We are in the cabin. Then come up, one place. I don't come to that thing. I come to help. I come to the bar special. He told me if I did the thing that he believed, God want as you to work through this body, my man is glad to commit my life and all the things I have planned in life to do over to him, that you might bless his people through his gift to that end. You see what I mean? Now, someone might wonder when people come into the line of knowing your position and their thoughts. I do not know it. If you might come right now, I would know it, but in a few moments, if the angel of the Lord comes, he is God's gift. Maybe the same angel at home, the water is that there is a full effect that I do not know. But when Jesus came, they do not know that he is the Spirit. Just the word of God, who starts with that. Jesus, when he first was manifested here on the earth to the people, there was a man by the name of Nathanael. But Philip, rather, went and found the man by the name of Nathanael. He was praying. And Philip said to Nathanael, come to me, he found. As Jesus of Nazareth, one Moses spoke of. He said to him, when he was not a man, oh, he said, you come and see. And when he was coming back to the place, in other words, if the gift of God was something the greatest Orthodox church is somewhere, but many times God represents gifts in a different way, which is wise and freedom, to do the truth in their thoughts. And if you do it, the same stuff is for them. You want to know? It's always. And so when he came to the word Jesus for us, Jesus looked at it, and he said, behold, a single life is Jesus. And through that, there is no God. In other words, in this time, he said, you are a Christian, a devout person. And the thing that set me there at the bloodline, he said, come to us down here, Rabbi. He said, before you came here, Mr. Rabbi, you were under a tree praying. And what did he do? He ran up and said, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. Rabbi, I want you to know yourself, knowing you are the Christian, knowing yourself. What means that there's nobody knows except Jesus, God, and Nathanael. He knew that no one knew him there. Now, wouldn't it strange the best spirit that was on Jesus' life do the same thing tonight? Is that right? Would it? The woman at the well, when the master spoke to her, he had a conversation. Get that thing and tell him down. And finally, he said, go get you another thing. He said, I have none. So you said, well, and he said, you have none. You have five. And the one who had none, I said, husband, he said, I can see that you are a prophet. He said, when five comes and tell a bargain, he said, I'm. Now, the Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God that was upon him, and if I profess to be a Christian and profess to be serious about me, if you are a Christian, would it be the same thing? And I'll see that no Jew can stand or no cripple or no blind or no afflicted will be able to pass by without being healed. And when it gets to a whole difference to be here and not knowing, when you're there, I would know exactly. That's like a contact in the human fashion itself. We just speak for ourselves. And make God's arrangement. I'm not a preacher. I'm a very poor speaker. But from my heart, I'm trying to introduce to you Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. For a reason of the word, down in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, 21st beginning. God sent his prophet Moses. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place that thou hast prepared. Beware of him, for they destroy him. But bold enough for even a part of the confession, for my name is in you. But if not only he obeys that, you are the one who then I'll be in the same time in you, and as you say, that I have to say, for my angel shall go before thee. Moses did nothing. It was an angel of God, is that right? What would it look like? The man Israel, a pillar of fire by night, and a cloud by day. We know that what we need to look at the covenant is what time? It was the low time on the cross. He still can't believe that you were there as he was then. Let us give him with all our heart, all the time. Our Lord and His Father, we just love you with all our heart. We're so thankful that God has redeemed you. The fact that sometimes we were saved without God, without mercy, and God's Son of Jesus came to the earth and born the virgin's birth and lived his spotless life and was offered up as a sacrifice all of the Calvary. He was wounded for our sins and delivered Christ. We are healed. All the blood that makes the atonement and the night by that blood and the eternal spirit. For the writing of the word, we are brought in now to become the sons and daughters of God. Oh, Father, when we think of being a son and daughter of God, living his days, once man has perverse mind, as Moses and Aaron were withstood by the true authority, oh, the sense that we can be the sons and daughters of God, led by the Holy Spirit, the power to save our lives, to cleanse us from sin, and to give us relationship with God. And it is not just here what we shall be, but all we know we'll have a body like this where we shall see Him as He is, the glorious, the magnificent Son of God, the Redeemer. And we shall cry and sing the King and Lord of Life. Oh, He will bring upon us. When the Lord God spread forth His mighty wings across this world, for many nights and days of His Spirit, give God the glory and mercy and power of healing. In Jesus Christ, those who are all by Him, and they are not the one afflicted person left in our midst. At the end of His service. Grandpa, Lord, we love you. God knows our hearts. More than people know our voices. You understand all things and know whether we love them. And Lord, know us tonight now. And this building has been used for different things. Father, we pray now that as we dedicate the building and ourselves to you for service, that you'll God like every battle spirit. May men and women who come under this roof, come under conviction, whether they may be angels of God, stand by every post, every seat, around the place, and take their seat. Oh God, may every person be able to feel the divine presence. May there be such a meeting that's never been known before in the country. May every minister be inspired, every member, every Christian. Those sinners fall into conviction. May there be a great stirring among the people. And may we come to the knowledge of Christ, being the same great loving Jesus, down to these and where He is now, and will be forever. Father, we commit all to you, and by your praise, send your angel, Lord, and the Most High Servant, and may the things that I have testified of, Lord, may you testify back to life and every life the great signs and wonders. All we ask is in Jesus' name, and God be honored for you on me. Amen. Now, friend, the service of the prayer, while I do not get it, he gave me a gift of heart by the
Spirit, only the one that holds spirit, the light of the field. And I'm going to
that he did find the answer, that this is the thing that we need to look at. Do you see that you did not? That's what's making you feel the way you are. But you let me know that you need to be the one that you need.
Thank you.
for the one who has never seen it, with hands and heart closed. And it is that he lies in the side of the year and the sorrow of his heart. Now, if you have great faith, and we found nothing that he had done that was in me, then we knew.